か。 The Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. Such a wonderful series. Amen. That adoption. Amen. Oh, did you love it?
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. When the Lord Jesus is positionally placing us. Amen. Now, what we want to be, finding the mind of the Lord, where He wants us to be, what He wants us to do. That's the only desire of our heart. It's the only thing that we want to do. It's just to be in His will. It doesn't matter what it is. He says, I'm good to be a doormat. There's no big me's and little you's in this message. Sons and daughters of God. All the same. Amen. Praise the Lord. We should always be in His presence, constantly worshiping Him, talking to Him, praying to Him, being in that atmosphere. How that prophet told us how important it was to keep that atmosphere all the time. Amen. We're in a battlefield. Amen. You've just been called off the battlefield. That's what Sundays and Wednesdays seem to us. We're called off the battlefield just for a day to a little bit of R&R and a little bit of Word. You're in the Word all the time, but He gathers us together so we can recharge our batteries to get out there and fight that devil. Yes, and we're in a battle. Brother Branham said, this isn't a picnic. He says, so many think, man, I give my heart to the Lord, it's all going to be over. He said, the battle is just starting. But then you got something to fight Him with. And that's what we want, is something to fight Him with. He said, you're going to go through temptations. You're going to go through tests and trials. He is going to prove to Satan that you're a son and daughter of God. He's going to prove it to him. Amen. Amen. I love that. Oh, I just rub it into his nose. And it is all the time. And fighting that battle, you got to make sure you let Satan know who you are. You can't bluff it. You got to believe it.
Amen.
Just don't look at yourself. Look at Calvary. Amen. Look at who you are. Amen. That you are predestinated. And then you got to punch him right in the nose with it. Amen. I am a son or daughter of God. Amen. Leave me. Amen. He has to go. He has to go. Praise the Lord. I love what Brother Ram said there tonight. He is sawing us. Did you catch that? Yeah. He is sawing us. Are you happy He's sawing you tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, let Him saw me. Listen to this. I am the great rock. Starts out great. He is the great rock. He is. I am the cornerstone. But you are the little rock that I have placed upon me. I'm a little rock that He has placed upon me. You are a little rock that He has placed upon Him. The builder chose you. You never chose yourself. The builder chose you. The angels of God, one night working in the quarry, called you out and you submitted yourself to me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I cut you in my own fashion. I made you the way I wanted you to be. I done the sawing. Oh, praise the Lord. You just stood still. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. And I've placed you now as little stones to fit with some other stone to lead that stone. And this stone leads that stone and that stone. Listen to this. And the cement of love is bringing you together.
Amen.
Amen. The cement of love. How beautiful is that? Oh, praise your name, Lord. And I've placed you now as little stones to fit in with some other stones to lead that stone. And he says, and this cement of love is bringing you together, making the foundation, which I am, to be fitted together with every stone that professes my name and receives this revelation.
Amen.
Amen. Have you received this revelation? Have you received the revelation who you are yet? Do you know who you are? Do you know who Christ is? I do. I'm one of them. Revelation. We're going to hear that a lot.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, upon this rock, the revelation of God,
amen,
that will stand still and be cut. That's you. The revelation. You'll stand still to be cut. The stone by the revelation. I'll build my church and all the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Showing that surely all the gates of hell would be against it, but shall never prevail.
Amen.
It might stand against us, but it can never prevail. Amen. He said that's what he built his church on, was on that revelation. That very revelation, what Peter came down. What you're going to hear tonight, where he said, who's everybody say that I am? When Peter said those great words, thou art Christ, the Hallelujah. Son of the living God.
Amen.
Not three gods we're going to hear about. One God.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God.
Yes.
One. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And he said he had built it upon that revelation. He said Satan hates it.
Yes.
Satan hates revelation.
Amen.
You know why? He said it uncovers it. It uncovers him. It exposes him. As many times as talking to people, it is like when you're a little kid or something, and you little children, some of the parents find something that you did and you bring it out into the open. You know what they've been doing, or you say something. When it's exposed, you're all scared. But the minute that it's exposed, that freedom that you feel, when it's exposed, when it's out, then Satan can't. He wants to beat that down to you. He wants to keep you covered. He wants to keep you under. And it's exposed. And then once it's exposed, then you can do something about it. As long as you hold it in the inside, he's got you. He's got you. He'll drill it in you. But you expose him and he's gone. He's just history. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to read quickly. It just blessed my heart. And one of the things is I want to tell you is as we're going through this revelation series, and Brother Branham says at this time that this revelation, he says that it could only be brought now, at this time. It's been hid all the way through from the beginning of time. It's been hid. But now this revelation of who Jesus Christ was, who Satan is, like I just got done telling you, he's exposed.
Yeah.
That's why he hates this.
Amen. That's right.
He hates this message, but he hates this book. Yeah. He hates these tapes. He hates it because it exposes him for who that he is.
Amen.
And he can't handle it. He just can't handle it. That's why he's after you day and night. That's why he picks on you. He don't care about the world. He's got the world. He can pick on them, but he ain't got zero power.
Amen.
Amen. Listen to this. It just blessed me. The introduction to chapter 1, he said, the revelation of Jesus Christ which God given to him to show and to the servants things which must shortly come to pass. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this revelation.
Amen.
That's you.
Amen.
You're hearing tonight the words of the revelation.
Amen.
God spoke it a long time ago to hear that. And he says, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Amen.
The time is at hand. We are here right now at the end time. Never before where that becomes as a double meaning in that word is the here is until through that prophet, the Holy Spirit spoke it. It revealed who Satan was.
Amen.
It told who that he was. Coming all the way back where they changed it. He said that Nicaea Council where it came up and brought that Trinity in the name of the Father and the name of the Son. It exposed him for who it is. He said that real revelation, it takes real revelation to know who Jesus Christ is. And it takes the real revelation to know who is Jesus Christ in our day. Not a man, but he spoke through a man.
Amen.
And that's this message. That is a revelation that Satan can't stand.
Amen.
I've got one more thing, and I want to encourage you as we're going through and listening to this revelation series. Are you excited about hearing it? How about that? Oh, it's going to be so good. So many things, but I really want to encourage you tonight is that if you're leaving, if you don't already have a church age book, I want you to pick up one. The brothers have them in the back there. And as we're going through and listening to these messages, I want you afterwards or before, whenever, read along in the church age book. Brother Bram says a lot of things in this church age book that is not on the tape is wonderful. And I just want to encourage you to read along after you've heard it or before. So if you don't have one, you can pick it up there in the back. So one more little quote. Man, there's so much in this message. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. What a day that we're living in. It's the day of revelation, the unveiling. He says, now remember this. Christ in the church is a continuation of the book of Acts. That's who you are, the book of Acts. He said, if he had to rewrite it again, you are the book of Acts. So everything, that's when that bride recognizes who that they are. You're positionally placed. You are that book of Acts.
Yeah.
The same thing you talked about Peter. Flesh and blood, silver and gold have I none. What I got, I give it to you. They walked in the shadow of Peter and they were healed. That's the bride of Jesus Christ. That's you. That power is in you. It's our possession. It's our inheritance to doing that. We got to get to the place to where we are. Then that takes place. And it's taking place.
Amen.
Don't look like what he's going to do. What he's doing right now.
Amen.
Let me ask you again. How many of you been healed?
Amen.
It's taking place. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd love to tell you, or remind you, I should say, because you hear it from God's prophet. Is who you are. Because you never want to forget it. That's Satan's job always to tell you who you ain't. He always says you ain't. But you are. You ain't. We are.
Amen.
Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelations shows that that Antichrist spirit will come into the church and defile it. Make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan. It reveals his works. It attempts the destruction of God's people and the discrediting of God's word. Is that what it does? Amen. It's exactly what it's doing. It tries. Right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire. He fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows. Now listen. This is us. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is, what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. We're an invincible army. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to sing that song, I'm in the Lord's army right now. Amen. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church, and by God's Spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her.
Amen.
Powerless.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. He will be thwarted today as when Christ withstood his very effort to gain power over him in the desert. Yes, Satan hates revelations, but we love revelations.
Amen.
I'm so happy for that.
Amen.
The revelation that God chose me. He predestinated me. I made a free moral agent. He knew that I would. He knew you'd be here today. And he knew that you'd accept this message and have that revelation. He said it's the greatest thing that there is.
Amen.
The greatest thing that you can pray for is more revelation.
Amen.
Lord, give me more revelation to be more like you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I believe we have a baby dedication tonight, so if the sisters want to play our little song, bring them in. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Oh, bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
It's me. Lilia Dove Weber.
Lilia Dove? Well, that is a little dove, huh?
Amen.
Goodness. Oh, sorry. Oh, how precious. I know that there's a lot of mothers. My wife tells me every time, she goes, "Oh, I just wanted to squeeze that little baby." I get to. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is, Lord Jesus, to hold this little token of love that you have given to this family, Lord. And Father, in obedience to your word, Lord, that they've brought her here to give her back to you, Lord Jesus. You are the giver of all good gifts, and you know what to give to a family, Lord, this little love gift that you've given to them to brighten up their home, Lord Jesus. And Father, in this evil world that we live in, Lord, and may they raise this child up in the admonition to love you and to serve you, Lord. And Father, if time should go on, Lord, may you bless her and keep your hand up over her, Lord. May you always keep her in the center of your will. Bless this family, Lord Jesus. May they always put you first in all things, Lord Jesus. And now we take her, Lord, and we place her back into your hands, Lord, for a service and a life to you, Lord. We commit her and dedicate her into you, for we ask it in the lovely and precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
What Brother Joseph said there about being sons and daughters of God. I read over there in Hebrews today about he has perfected forever. By one offering, he has perfected forever those that are sanctified. You know, and I was here in Revelation 1 where Brother Branham said he's loosed us from sin. Amen. I just love that. Brother Branham said he's given us a position, a dominion. He says it was a dominion over sin by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that indwells us. Amen? We're children of God. Sons and daughters of God. Amen. How many of you are here tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just stand up. What a privileged people we are to take these requests of the Lord. He's already done it.
Amen.
He's great. And I just love him with all my heart. Don't you?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just sing that reach out and touch the Lord together as we do. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. If you have something, just let Him know about it. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your great love to us, and we thank You for Calvary, Lord. You purchased our salvation and our healing. And Lord, Your prophet said that we're the very righteousness of God. Thank You, Lord, for Your great love to us. It's all because of You. You're so great, Lord, and we don't even have the words to express how great You are, Lord, or our humanity, we just get in the way. But Lord, just look down into the recesses of our heart. We just say, Lord, we love You, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. We appreciate You. We thank You, Lord, for sending Brother William Marion Branham.
Amen.
This message,
Amen.
Lord, You put it on the tape, Lord. Lord, Your bride is standing for every word that's on that tape, Lord. It's absolutely thus saith the Lord. Oh God, we're under anticipations, Lord. Lord, we think about how from that time, Lord, at this time that we're living in, Lord, but now's the time is at hand, Lord, to we see that it's being fulfilled and manifested right before us, Lord. We love You, Lord. We commit every hand that's been raised, every heart. Lord, we just commit it all to You. We love You, Lord. Lord, as we get ready to come, Lord, to the table of the Lord, Lord, we just give You thanks, Lord, for what You did for us. We want to feast on Your word. Lord, speak back to us. Lord, I know You'll speak to us tonight. We thank You for it, Lord. We commit it all to You. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. And you will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Now reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Amen. You all may be seated. So wonderful to be here again tonight, and so excited for the upcoming series that we're about to hear. And truly, Brother Branham said this many times over this last series we heard. He said, joy unspeakable and full of glory. How many feel that inside your hearts? Amen. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free, yes, free indeed. And it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told. And I have found the pleasure prayed. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing I am saved from the
awful gulf of sin, and it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near, I can see His smiling face. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told.
And mercy, truly for the revelation of Jesus Christ that you brought in our day. Lord, we thank you for that message that we profited. So sweetly brought it to us, Father, who yielded himself to you. May we yield ourselves to you this evening, Father. Just speak your words to our hearts, Lord, we pray. We pray that your blessed tithes and offerings, bless it to your furtherance of your gospel, Father. And be with this evening, we ask, in your precious name.
It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory. It is like a great overflowing well, springing up within my soul. Oh, it is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told. It is joy, it is joy.
That will be, oh, when we all see
One glimpse of Him in glory will the total life repay. Soon the pearly gates are open, we shall tread the streets of gold. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the day. Let's clap it to Him.
Could be so thankful for that token. Amen. You know, and it's just any day now that our Lord is coming. Amen. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me. Oh, I've been just any day now, His face I'll see. Just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you. Just any day now, His face I'll see.
One more time as you stand.
Oh, just any day now, our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you. Just any day now, His face I'll see, and all is well, all is well. We have heard the message, shalom. Behind the inner veil, so rest, little bride, rest, for all is well.
Just one more time.
Yes, all is well. All is well. We have heard
wonderful rest in Him. That perfect rest. Peace, shalom to His bride. What a wonderful time we have come to be in the presence of the great Jehovah tonight. To be able to hear the message that we're about to hear. Just to think that before the foundation of the world, all the prophets, everyone wanted to be here where you're at right now to hear these great mysteries revealed. And we're here to hear them, those great prophecies unfold before our very eyes. We hear the word being revealed. To have the revelation that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Oh, what a time that we're living in. The closing very minutes of time. Let's just bow our heads. And just once more, let Him know that, Lord, come be with us now. We've sung praises to You and worshiped You. And we've gotten everything out of the way now, Lord, so that You can come in our midst.
Amen.
We've tried to create the right atmosphere because we've been told that, Lord, You only come where the atmosphere is right.
Amen.
We just try to lay a platform, Holy Spirit, so that You can come and feel welcome and to know that we love You. And we can say from the depths of our heart, we love You, Lord. Truly, we love You. Open up our hearts, our souls, our mind, our everything that we are, Lord.
Amen.
Just to take in these great messages, Lord. And the one we're going to hear tonight, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a privileged people that we are to sit in the midst. For Him to be here. Lord, we might not be able to open up our eyes and to see You, Lord, but we feel You and know that You're right here.
Amen.
Your tutor is with us, Lord. We pray that You'll send back a good report to Father tonight. Let Him know that we love Him and that we want to be just like Him. We want to act just like Him and to be like Him.
Hallelujah.
We want to take away everything that's not like You, Lord, and to be like You. So let's just sing our song that's brought that prophet so many times to this very pulpit to bring the words of eternal life to the bride of Jesus Christ. Only believe. Only believe. And all things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. And all things are possible.
Amen.
Let us remain standing as we come tonight to listen to the message, the revelation of Jesus Christ that Satan hates and the bride loves.
Amen.
God bless you. Here's our prophet, Brother Branham.
Thank you.